online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at just after 1 o'clock, here's Molly Milam Chapel.
Police in the south of France say two people are dead after a gunman took hostages at a supermarket. Around a dozen are also injured. The hostage taker has reportedly pledged allegiance to Islamic State, and it's unclear if anyone is still inside the shop. A host of EU countries have signalled that they could join the UK in expelling Russian diplomats. It's after they agreed with Britain that it's highly likely Russia was responsible for the nerve agent attack in Salisbury. There's been an increase in the number of people in Kent anonymously seeking help to stop viewing indecent images of children. The Lucy Faithful Foundation say more than 770 people in the county use their Stop It Now advice services to seek help in the last 12 months. It's a rise of 25% on the previous year. Donald Finlatter is from the charity.
Should they tell us about a crime committed and they identify themselves, then we're clear with them that we will have to pass that information to the police. But so long as we don't have their identity, we can provide all the confidential help that they need.
Police in Kent have identified 17 prolific emergency service callers who could be costing the force £500,000. The callers are thought to suffer with mental health difficulties and are accounting for thousands of calls to 999 and 101. There's plans to recruit a mental health team to act as a diversion when those with issues pick up the phone. It's predicted that over a third of all Kent police time is currently spent dealing with mental health cases. A charity is calling for more support for men who are victims of domestic abuse in Kent. The head of Mankind Initiative is urging the county council to provide safe houses for those who urgently need somewhere to go. It comes as it was announced that a women's refuge is opening in Tunbridge next month, but Mark Brooks says all victims need the services.
If it provides this type of support for women, which it rightly should do, then the question has to be why it's not prepared to offer that same sort of support to men, especially if they have the same needs.
Well, KCC say the charities they've spoken to don't think male victims would want a refuge. More than 100 MPs have written to the Prime Minister calling for the first black British Army officer who was born in Kent to get a posthumous military cross. They say Walter Toll from Folkestone, who fought in the First World War, wasn't honoured earlier because of racism at the time.
Sport. With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Gillingham face a tough test this weekend as they take on the side just one place above them in the League One table. The Jewels have had a week off after last Saturday's game against Blackburn was postponed because of snow. They travel to Bradford City tomorrow, who are on poor form, having lost their last three games. Boss Steve Lovell says that won't matter, though.
You know, when you're not winning games, it can be low, but it doesn't mean to say that you're not going to come through that. You know, we came through it, so we've got to make sure that we approach the game properly, and hopefully we'll put on a good performance and get the points necessary.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.